a hot person and like an average kind of person make the hot kids.
Yeah.
I know totally. That's true.
Yeah, like
not
if
like
you have,
hot and hot.
You have like two hot really hot, hot people.
Like my mom is hot as, my dad is fugly as. So that's really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the mom, like totally if you're going to be the girl, it's better to have the mom hot.
Yeah. Because then you get the figure and the boobs.
Yeah, except I look totally like my dad.
That's what it's like.
Oh, which is weird. I'm like a hot version of my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, if your dad looks like you, then he's like hot.
Yeah. Me and my friends used to like drive past public schools and stuff just as a joke and like to see all the bogans and that. We like speed past and go, oh my god, I'm so glad I'm not one of them.
Not this school.
No, not this school. There's another one down the road.
Yeah. That's what's so dumb about it, is that you just don't be friends with private school girls.
You don't associate with the opposite.
It's so like segregated. It's like there's this rule or something.
Yeah. They judge you before they meet you. I think they just like, you know, like you what you thought when you first saw us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess what Jess was saying,
we think it's because it's true though.
Jess said that like she thought you guys were all snobs.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
No, not you guys. No, I don't want to be a bitch to you guys. You guys like the exception.
Because like we are sort of like the private school version at like the public school.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. Like, that really
these guys, I, like I said, these guys are like a povo version of my friends at my school. That's why we get along so well. Like, I don't want to be a bitch, but like, it's a long way from where I live. Like, I only ever go out in the city and stuff, like, because we go out to nightclubs and stuff in the city.
We could come out with you.
Yeah, but it's a long way, so probably not.
But we could come, you know.
I think it's worth to keep the world separate. Like, I don't want to be a bitch.
We'd go out of our way to, like...
But you just said, like, it's dumb that, like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, you could come to the city, right, but I just think there would be a clash. Like, I'm so down to earth, I'm able to, like...
Yeah, but you just said that we would fit in.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, but it's so not ideal. I'm just... I don't want to be a bitch, but I just don't think it would work.
Well, what about, like, a party or something? Like, one of your parties or something?
Yeah. So what, I have a party and all my friends are there and I go, sorry, these are my skanky bogan public school friends.
You just said that we weren't skanky.
No, I'm not. I just think that's what my friends would think of you.
Well, maybe they should come and see that we're not, like,
don't get stupid about it.
You know,
it's like when I first met you guys. I say what I think straight away. Yeah. I saw Kate, then I said your hair looks crap. I'm sorry. Yeah,
but
and I talked about Jess's skin problems and your weight problems.
Yeah, look, it makes us better in the long run. You know, exactly. We take it and we use it. Yeah. So it's good.
Back being Asian, stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it's good to know your faults.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, at private schools, do you have eating disorders and stuff?
Yeah, totally. It's heaps of
I had an eating disorder in year 9 and 10.
Did you? I had one in year 8.
Did you?
Yeah, were you Belém or Anna?
Anna.
Same.
Oh, my God. That is so weird.
Yeah, it was really cool. I looked hot for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Really so did I. Oh, yeah.
Totally. Apparently, part of the lining of my stomach is, like, gone.
Really?
Yeah. Eating disorders are really bad, guys. You shouldn't be like
that. Yeah, no.
I never had that experience.
They are really bad, though. You shouldn't, like, talk about it like that.